Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and welcome to another wonderful episode of the Agape Love Podcast Show. Love is here. A love story. A love story of agape love. The love story of the ages. I know that sounds so confusing, but I wanted to let you know how important agape love is, and that this podcast is about this story of love. Oh, it's not the human love that you feel or the love towards animals or nature. It's a different kind of love, and we're learning about it and how it came to us, to all of humanity, to speak to us long ago. And it is still here speaking. If you have ears to hear, and if you have eyes, you can see it. And if you have a heart or a mind, you can understand it spiritually. So here in episode number 10, we're picking up with the spiritual multitudes who are spiritually blind and deaf. They hear, but they don't hear. They see, but they don't see. And we've been working through this wonderful big book that I wrote years ago. I was studying so hard. And I was working and raising a family. I spent days on the computer, in books, the dictionary, Strong's Concordance, the Authorized King James Bible. I studied, read, looked at documentaries, watched movies, thought, pondered, took notes. Some movies I had to write down word for word. And slowly out came many, many books, which I am getting and putting on YouTube here in video form for you to watch and learn. You'll be amazed at the knowledge you didn't have. I was, because I was so ignorant spiritually. Church and religion had talked to me, but nothing was satisfying until I started really studying. So here in episode number 10, we're picking up. We were working in some scriptures of Matthew 13:15-17. And we were still talking about the spiritual multitudes who were spiritually dull of hearing, if you remember. So let's pick up. So let's sort of do a quick review. We were talking about you, the spiritual multitudes, who had heard things, maybe spiritually, but you didn't give heed to them. You didn't think they were real, didn't pay any attention to them. And you would be considered dull, D-U-L-L, of spiritual hearing. Of what? Of the spiritual mysteries, of the spiritual kingdom, of heaven, of words of agape love, words of spirit and life, and agape loves truth and righteousness. And you probably know many people who are like you. Multitudes of people who also are spiritually dull of spiritual healing. Now let's get back to Matthew 13:15-17. Matthew was an early disciple, follower, student of this master teacher named Christ Jesus. And he had listened to this man. And if you're going to learn, you've got to find a master teacher. It could be in a book, a movie. You just become a student, seeking, like an archaeologist digging through dust and dirt, going into the past, studying. I've done that. I've studied other religions, religious texts. I've studied history and people. I wanted to know because I was ignorant. And you have to get to the fact that you are ignorant about so many things. And you don't know the truth. And you don't study. You just want to be entertained, but not become a student. Matthew 13:15-17. I use the King James, the Authorized King James Bible. It's a wonderful book. It was from King James of England. How it came about was that King James was the son of Queen Mary, who was a half-sister of Queen Elizabeth I. When Queen Elizabeth died, she had no children. So the prime ministers, they decided to get James, who was off in Scotland, and who had been taught and raised by a Protestant, not a Catholic. So King James came to England, and there was two Bibles here. One was the Bishop's Bible, which was written by former Roman Catholic bishops who didn't have a very good interpretation of it, because King James had been sort of privately tutored by a master teacher, a Protestant, while he was growing up. And he was raised that you read the Word, you get the history, then you let the Holy Spirit tell you through prayer, through pondering, thinking, what the Scriptures mean. Then there was the Geneva Bible, and it was written by what you would call the Pilgrims, the Puritans. They didn't like royalty or kings. They didn't like jewels and flashy stuff. So that Bible was not acceptable to King James. So he got all these scholars together and said, just translate the words of the Bible from Aramaic, Greek, and Hebrew, but don't give any commentaries or any definitions. Let the Holy Spirit be it. Well, they had the Greek's concordance. They knew Hebrew. They knew Aramaic. And that's how the King James Bible came about. So do some research. There's wonderful movies about it. There's documentaries. Study. Study, study. Okay? Study Christianity. Study Taoism, Buddhism, Confucianism. Study Mormonism. Study cults. Study Satanism. Study witchcraft. Study early ancient civilizations' religious practices. Study Islam. Study, study, study. Read, read, read. Watch movies, watch documentaries. Study. Become a student, a disciple, and seek knowledge. All right? So let's pick up in verse number 15 of Matthew 13, 15 through 17. These are the actual words of this young man who was this teacher named Christ Jesus. And there the multitudes of people who were dull of spiritual hearing and their spiritual heart, their minds, were waxed gross. He said, their spiritual eyes, they have spiritually closed. So you got a problem. He was saying back then that not only were people spiritually dull of hearing, and their minds had this waxed, thick grossness over it of flesh. He's now saying their spiritual eyes, they have spiritually closed. What? My spirit has eyes? Yes, and he's talking about those eyes of the multitudes of people who are spiritually dull of spiritual hearing and have their heart, their spirit, its mind has waxed gross. They have eyes. Our spirit takes on the shape of our physical body. We have eyes and ears and a mind and a nose and a mouth. Hands and feet and a body. We have internal organs. We have eyes. We also have physical eyes in our biological brain and our body. Some people could maybe call it a third eye. Some people call them spiritual eyes. Study. You didn't know that every human has more than just one set of eyes? Do some study. Which eyes do you think this Christ Jesus was speaking about that have been closed? Do you have any idea? Go study. Matthew 13, 15 continues. He says, because their eyes are spiritually closed, he says, or else at any time, they, these multitudes of people, who are spiritually, one, dull of spiritual hearing, and have their hearts and minds waxed gross, covered over, and who have closed their spiritual eyes. He said, this is happening. He said, if it wasn't, they would spiritually see with their spiritual eyes, and they would spiritually hear with their spiritual ears, and they would spiritually understand with their spiritual heart and mind. So here this young man was talking to the multitude. Sometimes he'd have 5,000 people just sitting outside, sometimes in a church or a synagogue, sometimes just a few in a house, sometimes just his disciples. He was a talking person. Do you know when he did his praying? Early in the morning, before anybody got up, he was privately away praying. You think about that. So it appeared that this Christ Jesus was speaking about the spiritual person that I call the forever person, his spiritual eyes and ears. I had no clue what my spirit was. Religion doesn't talk about it. It doesn't help us understand that eternal part of us. In witchcraft and Satanism, they know. They're in touch with it. And in other sort of religions, they're in touch with that third world, that unseen world. Some people get in touch with it through dreams, or they might have a vision or something. But I had knew nothing about it, and I had to learn because I was going to be working in it. So please understand and that you are beginning to see spiritually and hear spiritually and spiritually understand that you, the real you, the hidden spiritual person, the forever man, the forever person who lives in a dirt body, has a biological brain with 5 senses, that you that will come out of your body upon your death and either go up to eternity and paradise or into the underworld. That real spiritual creation, creature, is a spiritual being. That's right. And it looks like you, sort of. It could be male or female, may not have any gender. But he's trying to reach that part of you now. And that spiritually hidden person, I call it the forever person, he called man. Not the male gender, but that was just the name of it, man. This was a spiritual creation of God the Most High, the Heavenly Father of this creation. And he not only calls you man, a human, his creation, but he calls you his son. That means offspring. Do you know how you got created spiritually? You were in God's womb. God is both male and female. He put his hands, he spoke over you in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, and said who you will be, what you will have dominion over, and what you're to do here on the planet. Then he breathed you out when he said, let there be, and I will bring forth. You were birthed, and you were put inside a dirt body that he shaped and molded in the Garden of Eden. Now he called that first person man, but inside of him was also the womb man, the spiritual being, that's what man is, who would carry the womb that would bring forth another dirt body. Very intricate stuff. And you were spiritually brought forth out of himself. That's right. A spiritual offspring made in the spiritual image and likeness of God himself. And we'll pick up there with your description of how he spoke over you in his womb before even time began. We were like the baby in a woman's womb. We were sitting in there as all of creation was being formed. He spoke over us. He blessed us. We came right out of him. He is both male and female, father and mother. We have his DNA, spiritually. But that got all messed up, and we'll get to that. And that's why now, most of us are spiritually dull of hearing. We are blind, we are deaf, and our eyes are closed, and we don't know anything about this great agape love that created us, that loves us, and is seeking us, even now, so that we can return home to our family, even before our death. And so you come back again for the next episode of Agape Love, of Agape Love Podcast. Love is here, a love story of the ages. Because you need to keep understanding yourself, your creator. But just remember, right now you're sort of messed up, and you probably belong to somebody else besides Agape Love. But there's hope. All right, we will see you, so you will learn more about this love of the ages called Agape Love that's here for you to taste and see and believe in, to open your eyes, let you hear and understand, not only about yourself, but about your creator and the kingdom you're from. All right, I'll talk to you in the next podcast, next episode. Bye-bye.